Siman Tov Reish Sadi Dal Tzif Aleph. The Rama says, "Chaynolim chom medinos elu v'yesh liten shlosha chatzai gedolim b'medinos elu." One should give three large half coins of whatever the coin is in that area. Ki'in mapeah sheshem machtzis aleha movad zo, because that is the only way that you can actually give a machtzis of anything, is to actually give a half of whatever the coin is that there is a half of. Umdinos ostra chitnu gimachatzi v'inar shenikur gamkein machtzis. So the Rama says what to do in that area. V'chein lachol medina medina. Ein chayav litno rak meishu miben eser m'mala. Only someone who's 20 and above needs to give it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that is we don't pask in that way. That is only with the Bar Tanur's opinion. But the Tosfos Yom Tov writes that the poskim disagree and say that from 13 and up is considered an ish, and you have to give machtzis a shekel. The Eliyahu Rabbah writes that all this is medina. The minhag is to give even for children and women, and even for unborn children. We give the machtzis a shekel for all of these people. The Rama writes, "Yesh amar shenos machtzis shekel tzedakah mivad shalosh machtzis elu v'einog in kain." Some say to give tzedakah also, but that is not our minhag. The Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, "Ein mishana ma'os purim tzedakah acheres." You're not allowed to change the matanos l'avyonim to use for something else, meaning when the gabbai collects money for matanos l'avyonim to give out on the suda of perm, you can't change it to give for something else, to say, oh, they have enough, and whatever is extra, I'll give for tzedakah purposes for something else. Instead, you buy animals, and you shech them, and whatever is not needed for the meat for people, so then you can use that for tzedakah instead, but you can't change it for something else. But if the minhag in that place is to give ma'os perm for the shliach tzibur or something like that, there's no iser, because that's what people know is going to happen, but you're just not yotzei the mitzvah with it. So you have to make sure that you give to someone the money to sell an ani, or to someone who's definitely going to give to aniyim and not use it for other purposes. However, the Rama writes, davka gabayim, the gabayim can't change at all. Ani yachol lasos b'mashir yirtza, the ani could change, use the money for whatever he wants. Once he gets the money, you have fulfilled the mitzvah. Siv gimol eimed dakt gimimos perm, ela komi shaposha yado lito nosnim lo. We're not careful to make sure we're giving to an ani on perm. Rather, anyone who asks for money, you have to give to him. Makam shalot litein ma'akam afla akam nosnim. Some places have the minhag even to give to non-Jews. Rivnei darkei shalom, you can do that as well. This implies that the rest of the year we really do check to make sure you're giving to an ani, and you can bet the person who's asking for money, as opposed to on perm, we don't bet them, we just give to anyone who asks. A place where there's no aniyim, you could keep the money for yourself and then give it to whomever you want, but it appears you're not yotzei matanos avyonim in such a situation. If there are actually no avyonim to give it to, the Bar Halacha discusses how much one should actually give for a machtzis shekel nowadays. And in Eretz Yisrael, where there is a chatzi shekel, Rav Yashiv says that is what you should give for machtzis hashekel. You should give three of those. And in a place where there is no actual half coin, so then the Das Torah writes that you can give three whole coins of whatever it is. Let's say three whole dollars. And then half of each one will count towards the machtzis hashekel, and the rest will be considered a gift, or you give to two different people. Whereas in Nissan Karel, it says that only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash were you able to give a shekel for two people, because the Iker Inyam was that everyone should give a half for the Karbanos and the Berkabais, but nowadays it's not possible. What comes out from the Das Torah is that you can't give a shekel or a chatzi of a machtzis hashekel, and this is what Rebbe Yashav holds as well, that you can't give a shekel for half of the machtzis hashekel. And Rav Vosner says in Eretz Yisrael, where there is a chatzi shekel, is not really so chashav, it's not really worth so much, so you can give a 5-shekel piece instead, which is a half of a 10-shekel piece, and that would be called chatzi instead. So the minhag of many was to use the half dollars. And if you don't have half dollars anymore, so some people have places where they actually have the silver in the box already, and that's tzedakah, so you give whatever money you want to give, and then you pick up that silver and you put it back down. Whatever it is, it's all zeicher l'machtzis hashekel anyway, so just be sure that you're doing it zeicher l'machtzis hashekel, and not actually giving the machtzis hashekel, which would then make it belong to the Beis HaMikdash, which we don't have anymore. So just do whatever the minhag of the place is, but make sure that you give the tzedakah in the end.